Nachum Paragimel Pasuk Tezvav, wrapping up Sefer Nachum with the day of the fall of Nineveh, the absolute collapse. Tezvav Sham Tochalech Eish. There, by all of your walls that you tried to build up, by all of your defenses that you tried to strengthen, there you are going to be absolutely consumed by fire. Tachri Seich Cherev. You'll be cut down by the sword. Tochalech kayolech, you're going to be eaten up like the nibbling locust. We talked about this when we talked about Sefer Yoel with the different stages of the locust. Hiskabed kayolech, you will also be swept away like the increasing locust. Hiskabdi ko arbe. So you're going to be, the fire is going to consume you like a nibbling locust, and then hiskabed kayolech, you'll be swept away by the nibbling locust. Hiskabdi Ka'arbe, you'll be swept away like the increasing locust. So the repetition is poetic, the use of the language. But the idea is that you're going to be absolutely swept away by chewing locusts and abundant locusts, and you're doomed. The armies that come around you are plentiful, like a swarm of locusts. Even if you gather an army that has as many people as locusts, you're going to be easily swept out. The Malbim says that the Yelek is a locust in its worm infant stage, where it makes a cocoon. So you're in a cocoon in your city. You think that you're safe, but soon you're going to be flying away like the flying locust to try to escape. And there is no escape. You're doomed. You're done. And Rav Mendel Hirsch says that this is a moral point being made. Here and in the following verse, we are told how Nineveh behaved like locusts. Money was at the base of all its political and administrative measures. To ferret out the wealth and means of power of the conquered nations and bring them into the state treasury was the task of the host of officials like locusts who ran Nineveh, like predators, gobbling everything up like plunder. So the metaphor of locusts makes a lot of sense. Tezayin herbesi rochlayich, you have increased your traffickers, your peddlers, mikoch ve'hashamoyim, more than the stars of the heavens. So you have so many officials with a handout to pickpocket everybody that they possibly can. I will make no comparison to Portland, Oregon, and cities in California, and New York City, where they've got our hand in our pockets, and they've multiplied their city officials and regulations like locusts. Yelek poshat vayo'ov. The nibbling locust spreads out and flies away. And I know, today's taxes are good taxes. They're good for society. Surely there's nothing immoral about this. Do I sound resentful? Perhaps. Yezayin min zorayich ka'arbe. Your princes are like increasing locusts. So again, you acted like locusts, and now the locusts are going to turn on you. V'tafserayich kigov govoy. Your marshals, your officers, are like armies of locusts. Hachonim bagaderos biyom kara, who alight on the walls, who sit down on the walls on a cold day. You know, like all the pigeons on the wires. So the locusts on cold times stick to the walls because there's some warmth in the brick. Shemesh zarcha v'nodad. When the sun shines, then it flies away and leaves the wall. V'lo noda mekomo ayom. And its place is not known exactly where they are. Where did they fly to? It's hard to tell. They're so tiny. And they don't really appear as individuals, locusts. They're part of a swarm. So your officers, your officials, your tax collectors, your princes, they were locusts, and now they're going to be scattered like locusts. And when the sun shines on them and shines down and exposes them for who they are, we talked about exposing earlier in the parak, they're going to fly away and you'll never see them again. And so good luck to your princes, because they're going to be absolutely lost in galus around the world. Unlike Klal Yisrael, where we are promised kibbutz galios eventually at the end of times, there is no such promise to Ashur. They're getting what they deserve, and they'll never be seen again. And furthermore, Yilches namu ro echa melech Ashur. Your leaders are asleep. Your shepherds are asleep, king of Ashur. Your officers are powerless against the enemy, as if they were sleeping right now. Yishkenu adi recha. Your mighty men are at rest just when you need them. Rashi says they can't stand up even. They cannot move. They're paralyzed. Nafshu amecha al heharim ve'ein mekabetz. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and nobody is gathering them in. And that's a beautiful thing for a Jewish person to hear. The idea that they're going to be scattered and they're the Ein Mekabetz. There's no one to gather them in. And as I said a moment ago, the promise to Klal Yisrael is that we will have kibbutz. We will be gathered together. So that's something to really contemplate when we're at the mercy of terrible governments in Australia and Canada that not only countenance anti-Semitism but actively encourage it, is to realize that ultimately their leaders, their locusts, their multiplied officials are going to disappear, never to be seen again. Where's Ashur? Where is Bavel? Where is Nineveh today? No place. Where are the Jewish people? We're right here. Yudtes, Ein Kehal L'Shivrecha. No one is really pained over your destruction. Nobody is troubled over the fact that you get destroyed. Oh, too bad. Nachla Makosecha. Your wound is grievous. Kol Shomei Shim Acha. And everybody who hears your report, Taku Chaf Olecha. Clap their hands over you. Clap their hands, Rashi says, Besimcha. Lismoach. They're clapping their hands. They're applauding the fact that you got absolutely obliterated. Ki al mi lo avra ra'oscha tamid. Because upon whom did your harm not pass constantly? Who has not suffered at your hands? Nobody shares in your sorrow. Nobody feels bad. Nobody's crying over the complete destruction of Nineveh. It's a cause of celebration and positivity. And that is all Nachum has to say. So he's not talking at Klal Yisrael. He's talking to Klal Yisrael. But on behalf of God, he's talking at Nineveh, who was paying no attention until it's way too late. Next, we move on to Habakkuk, as we now rounded the corner through the middle of Trei Asar, and we're heading towards the last several Nevi'im in Trei Asar, the last ones of whom are very late in Jewish history, past the time of Achashverosh, after Megillas Esther.